is the internal audit progress report. Lucy Goodwin, would you like to lead on this, please? Lorraine, welcome to the meeting, and over to you.
The core progress report covers our delayed 2017-18 report on environmental health. This report is moving risk, and I'd like to post it over in some detail. The main issue raised in the report is centered on the implementation of a new software system and the need to produce performance reports to support the service, for example, on the blind spots in management oversight. Two reports have been carried out today on our 2018-19 program of work. Our IT controls and parking. As these reviews result in higher scores, we presented separately today in the meeting room committee, and we've got senior in that part of the council here hoping to be able to take any questions from the committee regarding the progress made since the time before the work was carried out. I'll provide a brief summary of these reports there. IT general controls. This report raised two high, one medium, and one low risk finding. The high risk findings relate to management training not having been completed and issues regarding IT disaster recovery, specifically the need to agree with service areas and ensure recovery time objectives and recovery point objectives can be met. That's the amount of data which a service can afford to lose in the system and the time they can use manual processing until the system is recovered, and the need to schedule an IT disaster recovery rehearsal. The medium risk finding relates to the need to ensure when attempts are made to access block content, that's websites which are prohibited by council policy, this is flexible management to the appropriate follow-up action that can be taken. And to use detective controls, for example, remote querying of workstations to identify what is excessive storage on local hard drives, for example, to support compliance with GDPR for general data protection. On parking, we raised five medium and three levels of the first finding related to improvements needed to monitor the parking income, the remote monitoring of parking income, and ensuring that income is monitored against historical trends, so the income which was collected in previous years to identify where the anomalies appear as opportunity. The second finding related to the need to improve controls around SIM cards, specifically to ensure the council had the correct number of SIM cards for the parking machines and was prepared for the SIM cards which weren't needed. The third finding relates to improving the process of managing permits, so specifically to ensure the management checks that income received against the permits issued. It's checked for processing, but there isn't a complementary management control at the moment, although I think it's been implemented as well. Fourth finding related to penalty charge notices, and again, this was the need to implement a complementary management check to confirm that the income and the tickets match up. And again, I think that's been implemented there. And also, in that finding, we summarised a ban initiative to address the issue of citizens' surveillance on the other point. The fifth finding related to the risk register, and this was to ensure the risk register fully captured the risks and the mitigations that are in place. So, for example, when I was reviewing minutes of the civil enforcement officers' team meetings, there were a number of concerns raised around the safety of civil enforcement officers. But were initiatives planned to address this issue, but it wasn't captured and managed through the risk register. Lastly, on the parking machines, the council needs to make it clearer how members of the public can notify when machines are not working, and also to implement a stop stairs so that when the metric machines, there's two types of machines used on the island, the old machines, the metric machines, which are maintained by the council, so that the service have got a stop stairs so when there are issues identified when the parking machines are not working, they can be fixed in the time. Happy to take any questions on the content of the report. As I flagged earlier, there are senior officers of the council present who will be able to provide the committee an update as to the progress which has been made since the time of the work.
Thank you, Karen. Do we have questions, please? So there's two main themes you're saying. One is the IT and one is the parking.
Yeah, there's two minor reports.
when I was working my way through the paperwork, I kept coming across a report that's asked to be made for October 18 or November 18. I think, well, what's happened about that? And then at the end, you give all your findings of what's actually happened and where it's got to. Are there any questions, please? Chris, would you want to start?
I picked up the park. I picked up the park in ICC, but also in the environmental area. I was a little alarmed that there was sort of almost a big phrase of it was difficult getting staff, and as if that explains it. Whereas there's an old issue here that we need to look at why it's difficult making getting staff, and as in planning train up their own staff quite regularly, and maybe if you can't get staff, you have to change the models that you're using. So I think there's an action there that something needs some sort of follow-up. I was quite alarmed at the level of parking fines being totally ignored. And I see that there's some action being taken, but there doesn't seem to be any timescales on these things. And I think it would be very good if we, when we've identified that something is being done, that there's something is being done and it will be completed by, because they're all a bit sort of apple pie-ish and sort of warm feeding, but it's not sort of tying somebody down to what they're actually going to do. And I think we need to tie people down.
Chair, if I can take the 2 points. First of all, on the environmental health, the council are very, very keen on apprenticeships, and they do actively recruit members of staff and train them up. And there is an ongoing initiative with HR, which I think is covering a number of services, environmental health being one of them. The issue is environmental health officers have to have quite specific qualifications, and if they're recruiting somebody as an apprentice, there are a number of tasks which they can't carry out from day one, and the need is actually as of now. And this was an issue which was picked up by the Food Standards Agency. So yes, there are initiatives in progress to address the lack of staff, but it's going to remain a risk until these apprentices are recruited and trained up. On the second issue on parking, the persistent debates, I noticed that Sharon Betts, parking is leading this initiative, is here to answer questions, so I think probably more appropriate if Sharon was able to provide us with an update on this initiative.
I'm Sharon Betts, Business Centre Manager. Yes, I'm working very closely with Sean Newton from the Parking Services team to work on policy, and I think that was agreed at the committee delegated to the position last month. And so now what we need to do is work out the process. So that's not as easy as it sounds, because we need to make sure that we've got storage arrangements for cars, we've got arrangements for taking vehicles away and storing them until such time as people pay their and car parking fees. So that is work in progress, and I would hope that that initiative comes to fruition very closely in the new year.
Can I take Reg first? I'll come to you then, Stuart.
Is there a reason you chose a picture of Union Street to describe it?
Because it's in the best wall on the island, that's why.
As Councillor Barrow will know, I live in Bright, and the two pictures which are used to illustrate the picture reports, the first one we have to credit Mr. Lancaster for, and the second one for what's happening.
That's the, sorry, I'll come to Stuart first, then to you, Paul, all right?
Thank you, Chairman. Just a couple of comments that have been raised. One to do with the comment that made about the apprenticeship scheme. At any given moment, this council has around about 39 apprentices, all recruited from the island. Some school leavers, some are graduates. We have a really good scheme, such a good scheme, in fact, that it was put forward at the Chamber of Commerce Awards evenings for an award for apprenticeship schemes, and I'm delighted to say that I and the team were able to accept accommodation for the quality of the council's apprenticeship scheme. We're beating government targets. Out of 250 authorities in the scheme, we are in the top 20%, even though we're one of the smaller ones. So things are moving there. Secondly, on the outstanding parking tickets, there are issues. We know, for example, that some people are not as well as they should be, but my view is that if you can drive a car, you know very well whether you want to try and see a parking ticket. I would be happy to buy some more clamps, and I will be giving officers every support they need to collect outstanding tickets. If there are all sorts of sob stories as to why they can't pay, they can tell it to the court rather than to us. So we are prepared to collect what they are.
You're a hard man. Paul, I think you were next.
Thank you. I've picked up on the two issues. The first of all, about environmental health. Being the executive member previously for the environmental health a couple of years ago, I think that the issue that we have on the island was that the pay scales that we award on the island is out of configuration of what people can apply for on the mainland. I think there was always a bit of a concern that we can train up very, very good environmental health officers, but before we know it, they get recruited to the mainland, because the mainland can employ environmental health officers at a much higher salary than we can on the island, which I think is a concern, and there must be a risk to that concern as well. The question I was going to raise was about the parking meters. And again, on page C43, there is mention about the two parking machines in operational metric systems and the ParkCon systems. But it does mention in the final line about there not being a directly equivalent report being available from ParkCon from their BACS office system. Is that likely to change? And if that is what we're looking to convert all of our machines to, is there an issue that can and will be resolved? Because it doesn't seem to pan out within the action plan, which I would imagine that it should. Thank you.
Would anyone like to reply to that?
Yeah. If I can just quickly come back to one of the points which Councillor Quirk mentioned earlier. We will be following up both the parking report and the IT General Controls report in 2019-20, and bring a report to a subsequent meeting we will be meeting to update the coming back to the issues which Councillor Fuller raised, the parking machine, which are the newer machines, these are primarily the ones which are managed by Highland Roads on Council behalf. The older machines, the metric machines, are the ones which the council has retained control of. What I would say is the metric machines are at the, which are one of the more issues, are at the low usage sites, so the high usage sites of the parking machines. Now, parking machines are actually much, much better, more robust machines, but the back office reporting, ironically, is not as good as with the metric machines. So you can get all of the information out of the parking and back office. It's just not as clearly presented as it used to be on the metric back office. Now, I understand that Sean might be able to update further that the team have now changed the way they use the reports from parking on. So substantively, they've got the same level of control. So they can reconcile it in the same way as they can more easily on the metric of the system. Is that correct?
If I may, Chair. Thank you, Chair. That's quite correct. There is a different reporting mechanism within the parking or back office system. We've been working with Island Roads to make sure we can make the best of the information and that's presented in the best possible way. We don't have the functionality that we previously had in the metric back office. It's not quite as straightforward.
you. I've got a query on the total amount of cash collected. That's page C43, who is following this. It quotes the off-street income for parking and the on-street income for parking. There's some difference in the figures there. I don't know why that is, but the off-street is different within two lines on the page. But my point really is that in both cases, the income has gone down from one year to the next. I'm wondering whether you had an explanation for that. Is everybody following where it is? It's page C43, just above the second black stripe, where it starts for context. Two lines above it says 1.1941, and in this line it says 1929, which is different. But I'm just talking in principle, really. They've both gone down year on year. We've dealt with parking quite a lot, but we don't dealt with that IT. Sorry, Chris.
Just one. On the IT area, there was the this on page C69 on detective controls. We recently had a major conference on artificial intelligence on the island. That seemed sort of weird that that might actually be quite critical, so that it's not so much a case of more staff forever, but a short-term project for someone to set up, something that actually achieves what we need. Just a thought.
Yes, Paul.
Yes, I'd like to propose that we accept the recommendations to receive the progress report of the Council's internals, order to provide and consider where any further information or action is necessary, and 12, to consider the issues identified by this report, to seek reassurance that actions are being undertaken to address findings. That's my proposal, Chairman.
Have you felt that you've had a chance to answer Councillor Quirk's question?
That is not right.
You're happy, are you? You can answer my question then. Why? When you've got a parking meter, why has it got to have a SIM card in it? I don't know about IT, but I asked my grandson, who knows all about it, and he didn't know either.
The SIM cards are used to send data back to a central managing system, so that one of the main uses, for example, would be it would say how much cash is in the machine, so when the staff are going to collect that, only need to go and collect when there's actually money to do so. So it keeps live data coming from those machines so they can be monitored without physical.
So it's like a sort of automatic phone call.
Yes.
Isn't it? Thank you. Any more questions, or can we move to note the report? Can I thank you all for coming along this morning and spending your time here? I know it's fascinating stuff, and we always sell out in the public gallery for this meeting, but I'm happy to note that report, everyone. All in favour? Lovely. Thank you very much. Thank you. Are we still in the middle of this item, Lizzie, or is that it for now?